It is larger this year. We have a few new vendors. Every year it's different.
So you have a total of how many vendors?
I think we're going to have 29 this year.
And that'll be the most ever?
The most ever, yeah.
How do you account for the success of your market?
As I say, we weren't ahead of the curve when we started this in 1997, 98, because there were almost 100 markets in Massachusetts. But there's been way more emphasis on the value of buying locally grown, raised, produced items, just because it tastes better, because it's fresher, because it helps the farmers, because it preserves open space. So way more has been written about it. There have been movies, books, all kinds of stuff, and that all helps.
What do you consider to be the peak time for this farmer's market? Obviously, we don't have a lot of produce in yet because our growing season has only just begun. What do you consider to be the peak? When are we going to see the largest number of vendors and the largest crowds?
We're going to see the same number of vendors because we have vendors, although they might start small. For instance, the man next to me has asparagus and eggs. And shortly he'll have rhubarb and more asparagus. And then it'll be lettuce and so forth. And so it just grows every week. But some of the people who will have a lot of produce have plants now, which is great.
This farmer's market and many in Massachusetts assist people with SNAP benefits.
Yes.
to extend their purchasing power. Can you explain how that works and do a lot of people take advantage of that here at the farmer's market in Forest Park?
Well, we do accept the SNAP benefits. We've been doing that since 2008. And a couple of different times we have gotten grant money, which has allowed us to give a small bonus to the people who use their EBT cards. But last year and also this year, CISA, which is Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture, has grant money and has raised money so that they can give out a bonus to anybody who uses their SNAP card. Last year it was just Hampden County, and this year it's Hampden, Hampshire, and Franklin counties. So anybody who swipes their card for $10 or more will get an additional $10.
And you're here in an inner city with a high poverty rate, and certainly the farmers market is something that can provide nutritious food to people who don't have any other means to get it sometimes.
The thing that people need to understand about the farmers market is, you know, some people say, oh, it's pricey. But we really are competitive with the grocery stores. We really are. And I always tell people, don't confuse price and value. What a person purchases, you know, I'm talking about the fresh stuff in particular, of course, from a farmer's market will still be fresh next week. You're not going to throw it away in the same way you might have to if you got it from a grocery store and it wasn't as fresh as it would have been from the farmer's market. And that's really it. Don't confuse price and value.